You're listening to Public Radio from Western Michigan University, 1021 WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. I'll be bringing you interviews with people making a difference in the Kalamazoo area, both names you might know and some you might not. They'll air throughout February. Our guest today is humanitarian and journalist Sonia Bernard-Hollins. She's owner of a book publishing company and online magazine, as well as founder of a travel and community service group for local girls that's taking them to several countries. Welcome to WMUK, Sonia.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
What three adjectives would you use to describe yourself?
It's hard to describe yourself. You know, we're both journalists and we're always interviewing other people. So when it comes to interviewing or describing myself, that's kind of hard. I mean, I'm a hard worker, I'm passionate, and I'm dedicated.
If you had to sum up your life's work in one sentence, what would it be?
Making a difference for others.
Your group for girls is called the Merz Tate Explorers. Merz Tate attended Western Michigan Teachers College, which later became Western Michigan University, and she graduated with the highest GPA on record at the time in 1927. And she is Western's first African American to earn a bachelor's degree. There's a whole lot of other things to know about Merz Tate. Can you just quickly tell us some of those other things in terms of academics and travel?
You know, Merz Tate was a Michigan native, born in Blanchard, and, you know, her school burnt down when she was in 10th grade. So she went on to Battle Creek Central, where she graduated there. When Merz Tate graduated from Western Michigan University in 1927, Michigan didn't hire black teachers to teach high school. So she got a job in Indianapolis, Indiana, at a brand new school called Crispix Attucks High School. And that school was created by the Ku Klux Klan of that community because they did not want black students going to school with white students. And Merz Tate was the first of its teachers. She taught history there. And in her history classes, she taught kids about the places that she actually told them in school. So she took them to Niagara Falls, Washington, D.C., all these amazing places during the Depression era. It was an amazing opportunity for these kids to go out and see this world when other people disrespected them to be maids and chauffeurs, and she wanted to expose them to more.
Sonia Bernard-Hollins founded the Merz Tate Explorers in 2008. Sonia's travel club is named after Merz Tate. After Tate graduated from Western Michigan University in 1927, Tate went on to become a teacher and world traveler who knew five languages and worked as a writer and a photographer for the U.S. State Department. Merz Tate was the first African-American to graduate from Oxford University in England in 1935. Sonia has written a children's book about Merz Tate and developed a traveling exhibit about Tate that debuted at the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame in 2011.
She left from Europe and came over to teach at historically black universities and colleges, and Howard University is where she ended up last, where she retired. But in between that time, she was an international scholar. She traveled the world twice. She wrote books on international politics and met all these prime ministers. She was a fascinating, amazing woman. So when I started Merz Tate Explorers, it was like a celebration of her life, teaching girls how to see the world around them.
You're listening to a conversation with Sonia Bernard-Hollins. Sonia and her graphic designer husband, Sean, own Season Press Publishing. They both earned community arts awards from the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo in 2020. Sean won the Business Arts Award, and Sonia won the Leadership Arts Award for arts education. Sonia is also the founder of the Merz Tate Explorers, a community service and travel group that's visited several countries. The girls report on their travels and interviews with high-profile women in a magazine that they put out once a year and on their YouTube channel and on other platforms. The girls have traveled to Canada, France, Italy, Japan, Hawaii, and many other places.
Now, we did have younger girls who grew up in our organization who went to college and did study abroad because they were so excited about traveling through our program and ended up graduating a year early from college because they did study abroad in the summers. So even though we couldn't physically take some of those early girls abroad, they took what they learned from our organization and went on their own. And I think that's amazing.
There's so many things that your group does that I couldn't even begin to touch on it. But one aspect that I did want to talk about is how you've looped into this group your background in media. Your girls, they also interview people and put out a publication of their own. Some of the people they've interviewed, hey, I'd want to interview some of those people. What are some of the more intriguing people that they've had a chance to interview?
Well, I mean, they've interviewed Mae Jemison, of course, the first African-American female astronaut. So that was amazing. They've interviewed Ruth Carter, who was the first African-American to win an Oscar for costume design. They've interviewed the CEO of the Whirlpool and different corporations and on and on and on.
In 2018, your group earned the top grant of $15,000 from Tendaji. During its inaugural year as a philanthropic group of African-American women based in Kalamazoo, and the gifts just keep coming. Just as recently as January 19th of this year, the city of Kalamazoo honored your group.
Yeah, I mean, I think the amazing thing about what this program is doing is while it's exposing girls to different people and careers and places, it's also allowing them to find themselves and what they're passionate about. And so a few of our girls have done amazing community service work. So, you know, the city of Kalamazoo recognizes students for social justice, and three of our girls were recognized, three of our five seniors were recognized. All of our seniors are recognized at the NAACP Charles Warfield Award for their work in social justice and community service. So, you know, we're not just about travel, we're about educating girls for their future, and not only for their future, but for their communities. And how do you give back? Two of our girls will be getting a Girl Scout Gold Award, which is the highest honor you can receive as a Girl Scout. My desire is to expose them to as many different organizations and programs as possible to give them a well-rounded view and opportunities. I could never have done this without all the people in the community and the organizations who do things that I can't do that allow our girls to be recognized. And these awards are just some of those ways that we're able to expand beyond our little bubble and show the rest of the community what our girls are capable of.
Sonia Bernard Hollins once produced a coloring book of prominent graduates of the Kalamazoo Public Schools. Now she's at it again with the help of her girls in the Murray State Explorers Group. She's created a coloring book of firsts featuring Kalamazoo African American women, and she has a companion book of local African American men firsts. Students at Kalamazoo's Northeastern Elementary School received some of those coloring books this month. Her girls have also created many documentaries on the women in the series.
So, you know, we use our organization not only to teach girls about history, but to allow them to teach their next generation as well. The narrative, change the narrative in our community by bringing out history that sometimes is overlooked or just hidden that no one even knows about.
Visit WMUK.org for a longer version of this conversation with local publisher, youth advocate, and Community Arts Award winner, Sonia Bernard Hollins. You can also hear an interview with Sonia at 7 p.m. Friday, February 26, on the City of Portage's website. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.